Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more progress, see more promise. Aaron Kufall is the Marketing Communications Director for Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless, a wonderful organization that is joining us this morning and telling us about their work in our community. And we welcome Aaron to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. So tell us about IPH, which is how you identify, right? It's normally IPH is what we see out there.
Yes, we're in the process of shortening our name just to IPH, formerly Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless.
Okay.
And we're celebrating our 35th anniversary this year. And at this moment in time, we are also celebrating the grand opening of two beautiful new buildings on Sheridan Avenue.
So let's get to the opening in a second. Before, let's go back 35 years. Tell us about the mission then and how that has transformed and grown and evolved over the past 3.5 decades.
35 years ago, there was a small group of individuals from different religious-based organizations that saw the concern for homelessness in Albany and decided to do something about it. So they started an emergency shelter, a Code Blue shelter, in a church basement. And from there, the programs have grown and evolved over time. We now have 8 different programs and services that we offer to the community, ranging still from that emergency shelter, the Code Blue shelter. We've got a medical respite program, and we do quite a bit of housing as well.
So about 4 years ago, 2015, you see these two aging buildings, and you think, oh, well, if we make some money, we can do stuff with these that would be very useful for our various projects. So tell us about the buildings and what the last couple of years and raising this money and getting these ready to open has been like.
It's been a long few years, but so very worth it right now. We have a very unique program that offers drop-in style services to the homeless and low-income community that's been operating out of the Sheridan Hollow Drop-In Center on Swan Street. And that's a place for people to stop in without an appointment. They can take a shower, get a hot meal, sign up for a mailbox, some services that you wouldn't necessarily think of, and then work with a case manager. But very quickly, we outgrew the small space that we had there. And so for years, our executive director was out looking at buildings throughout Albany and for really the perfect fit. These two buildings actually are right on Sheridan Avenue, right in our community. And it is the former St. Casimir School and Convent that have now been converted to our Community Connections Program and Healthy Connections.
I just want to go back real quick to the idea of a mailbox, because you're absolutely right. It's something that I've done a lot of interviews and worked with a lot of various organizations in talking about services for those who are either homeless or having issues with hunger and housing, and I never thought of the mailbox. How hard is it for you as an organization to set those up for people? And because it's vital, you need.
It is.
I mean,
vital.
I know. I mean, even because you don't, you know, we think of our reliance now on email, but even that would be difficult.
Well, in order to sign up for services, individuals need to have a place to receive mail. And if you are homeless or maybe couch surfing or don't have a place to receive mail safely, you can't sign up for any type of services. So individuals can come right to our Community Connections program and sign up for a mailbox pretty easily. And that way we've got PO-style mailboxes where they can safe and securely receive their mail.
All right. So the actual buildings now allow you to do what?
Well, we've got these two huge buildings that allow us to spread out and give some room for these programs. The Hoffman Family Center houses 5 beautiful apartments that were originally classrooms in St. Casimir's School. On the first floor, we have Catholic Charities has moved their very popular food pantry into that space. We also have a clothing pantry where any individuals from the community can come in and get the seasonal clothing or household items that they may need. life skills training so that we have community business partners that can come in and maybe offer some financial guidance or healthy eating classes to the guests we serve. And the basement floor is a beautiful new community space, which has a cafe, a fantastic kitchen. We'll be serving hot meals every day at 3 p.m. for the guests that come in, and some community space to sit back, work with case managers, showers, lockers, everything they need.
So for people who are unfamiliar, who are listening to us in Connecticut or Vermont or upstate New York, what is it that you can say about, just so they are able to imagine what this campus looks like and how much it takes up, like your furthest building away from the other building? Because you're really all together, aren't you?
We are. So these two new buildings are side by side on Sheridan Ave, real close to Henry Johnson Boulevard.
Yep.
Our main offices are about three blocks further down Sheridan Avenue, where we have the emergency shelter, more housing. And we'll still maintain that building that was the drop-in center for our Code Blue shelter and the Albany Ambassador Program.
What's the Albany Ambassador Program?
So for folks that are familiar with Albany, we have these, it's an employment program. You may see the ambassadors out in their red jackets and hats, working Park Playhouse or Capitol Rep, the Palace Theater. And they welcome guests to the theater, help them with parking, assist with various questions they might have about the area. And it's their first job in a while for many of them, or the first job ever. And they're learning important hospitality services so that they can reenter the workforce.
How does this change the overall makeup of services available in Albany? There are a lot of wonderful organizations that work together on various aspects of these issues. So how does this change the playing field?
We always believe in offering new services. If someone is out there doing something well, please keep doing it, you know?
Right.
People need that service, and there's no reason for us to overlap and offer the same service again. So that's why we paired with Catholic Charities on this project. They had a wonderful and vital food pantry that was happening in the St. Casimir's Convent. And so when we renovated the space, we asked them to keep running that food pantry out of the Hoffman Family Center so that we could keep serving the neighborhood.
So you made the money for the buildings. You're able to open those and offer the services. Some 2,000 people a year use these services.
That's right.
So how do you keep it going, and what are the challenges, financial challenges, as you move forward to keep those doors open?
This was an astronomical feat for our small organization. We usually have an operating budget of about $3 million a year and set out to raise $5.8 million to open these new buildings. With opportunities with donations and grants and some tax credits, we were able to raise nearly $10 million, which allowed us to fully complete the project and also have some operating funds there to serve more people, which is the expectation here. But financial donations are going to be a big part of keeping those doors open, as well as working with these partners that have helped us get this far.
Mm. And those partners are very important, of course. And as you say, get this far. So then you look at where you go from here, which is always fun to look at.
It is. And now we're really established in a neighborhood. So people can come over, like I said, for a hot meal that may not have had access to come down the street previously, or may not have known that the services were open to the full community. And we're expecting, this program was receiving about 70 people a day. We're expecting that number to reach 100 very quickly. I went over on opening day thinking I would take a few pictures and see the staff opening those doors and be able to stage some with our regulars coming in. And there was a line out the door and up the block already, ready to see these new buildings and ready to get in and use the services that we had.
Which is a blessing and a curse, right? I mean, it's wonderful that the facility, that you've been able to do what you can do to offer these services, but it is also, of course, a shame that these services are needed.
Yes, and you know, because we work so closely with the community, we knew that there was a need for this
right.
type of service. We knew that it would be
Great
well
point.
Received. And we knew that our staff could handle this. If anyone could handle the challenge of opening this brand new program and being able to roll with it and see who came and what was needed, we knew that these folks were up for that.
Erin Kufall is the Marketing Communications Director for Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless. Your email is, I'm sorry, your web address is?
IPHNY.org.
IPHNY.org. IPHNY.org. We're going to have a link on that posted with this interview on our website as well, WAMC.org/roundtable, IPHNY.org, to find out more information about IPH and the wonderful work they're doing in our community. Erin, thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great pleasure to have you here. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.